Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. What a mighty God. What an awesome God. You are most powerful. You are the only true and living Father. There is truly no God great like you. None can compare to how awesome, how powerful, how mighty, how great you are. You are great in the heavens. You are great in the earth. You are great all over the world. My God, what a great God you are. My God, you are our God. You are awesome in every way. No God is great like you, Jesus. No God is great like you, Jehovah. Oh, you are Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. A mighty healer. Heal our nation, America, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we pray for our nation this morning, Lord God. We pray for our nation's leaders to come to the light, O God. Oh, we make supplication and prayer and intercession and give you thanks for all the people of our nation and for the leaders of our nation that we might live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Let our leaders fall down before the Lord and let our nation serve him. In the name of Jesus, let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered. Let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation and let his enemies lick the dust. In the name of Jesus, turn our leaders' hearts towards you, O God. Let the Lord rule over our nation. Let our nation be glad and rejoice. Let our nation sing a song, bless his name, and show forth his salvation from day to day. Let the people of our nation tremble at the presence of the Lord. Let our nation make a joyful noise to the Lord, and let the people serve him with all gladness. Let our leaders praise you. Let them hear the words of your mouth, O God. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land in the name of Jesus. Let the wicked be cut down and wither as the green herb. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him. We bow down and we worship you, O God. Our nation is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. Our nation is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. Let the idolaters in our nation be confounded, and let all the gods worship the Lord. In the name of Jesus, let our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Save our nation, O Lord, and send prosperity. In the name of Jesus, we pray that our nation will submit to the rule and the reign of Christ. We pray that our nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom. We pray that our nation will be healed by the leaves from the tree of life. Hallelujah. What a great and mighty King you are. We pray that our nation will show forth the praises of God. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that our nation will see the glory of God. Oh, yes, let our nation see your glory like never before. Show your glory, Lord God, to America. Oh, God, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Let those who are deaf to hear the words of your word, of your book, oh, God, and let them and let the blind see out of obscurity. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that Jesus will rule over our nation in righteousness and judgment. And, Lord, we pray that our nation will come to Zion and to be taught and learn to war no more. We pray that our nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest. What a great God you are. We come this morning to enter into your rest, O God. O God, I thank you that we will not grow weary in well-doing. We shall continue on. We will be still and know that you are God. Well, good morning. Good morning. Today is Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. We worship the Almighty God. He is awesome. He is powerful. Oh, yeah, he's the Most High God. We come to worship, praise him, because he's our king. He's worth more than all the treasures on this earth. He's worth more than silver and gold. We serve the Almighty God, and his word in Psalms 95 says, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before the presence. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God and a great king over all the gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. What a great God we serve. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known their ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they shall not enter into my rest. So, Father, this morning we just come before your holy presence. We come to give you thanks and praise. We come to honor you as King. We come to honor you as Lord. We come to honor you as Shepherd. And, Lord, we repent because you said who can know their errors. Oh, Lord, forgive us for every error, every trespass, every transgression, every secret fault, every way we're out of alignment with you. Oh, God, line us up in your perfect will. Align us with you today, Lord God. And, Father, we thank you that you, in the name of Jesus, have taught our hands to war, our fingers to fight, and we come to do battle against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, the enemy that tried to steal, rob, and kill us of our souls. But we thank you, Lord God, that you are, oh, God, the one true and living God, and you fight our battles on our behalf. We thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through you to the pulling down of the strongholds in us, O God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are the governor of America, that you rule America, that there's no place that you are not. You're all over the world, but we submit America to you, Lord God. And, Father, we repent on behalf of this great nation, America, oh, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Oh, God, the freedom, you gave us liberty in America, Lord God. You gave us liberty in you, Father God. We thank you for breaking every curse sent to America, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, every evil, wicked thing, oh, God, in our territories, oh, God, we call it naught, null and void. We cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us here on Bible Storyland. You're with each and every family. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. What a great God you are. What a mighty King you are. We honor your presence. Hallelujah. We honor your presence this morning. Well, we thank God for you joining us this morning on Bible Storyland. Truly, it's a blessing to know the name of the Lord. And it's a greater blessing to be able to call on his name and serve the Almighty, the true and living Father. Truly, there's nobody like our God. Nobody and no thing can compare to how great he is. And I thank you, Lord God, that we don't serve idols. We serve you, the true and living Father, and we are grateful. We have so much to praise God for. If you look back over your life and how God kept you through every situation that you were going through, the things that you were battling, how he kept you in the palm of his almighty hand, how he saved you, how he delivered you from out the paw of the enemy. We were born in sin from our mother's belly, but God sent Jesus down here to walk this earth and to call you and me out of darkness. And I thank God for his gracious mercy. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, we would not be here today to tell the story, to tell the world about the great Lord God Almighty, who put the sun in the sky, the moon, the stars, who made the dry land. Oh, yeah, who created man, Adam, and blew his breath into Adam. And every generation since Adam, sin has sinned. So we just thank the Lord that through his gracious mercy, he forgives us. He put us on his path. Yes, he has a path, a righteous path, and it's narrow. It's not broad. It's a narrow path. And few there be that will find it. Look around the world. Listen to the news. Look in your neighborhood. Look in your city and your state. Few are going to find the way. Few even want to hear about the way. But the few that God has called, oh, yeah, he called. He chose you for salvation. If he had not chosen you, you would not be here today. But because he chose you for a particular thing. He destined you for greatness. He put greatness on the inside of you. And so you live to spread the love of Jesus in America, our great nation. And today, as I said, it's Joyful Praise Day. And so we are praising our God. We're singing a new song unto the Lord, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand, his holy arm, has gotten us victory. And you know, even as I studied about praise this week and looked up praise, I found out seven ways. There are more ways, but I'm going to share just these seven ways that we can praise God. The first way is called Yadah. Yadah means to show reverence and to praise with extended hands. Oh, my God, Yadah, to praise, reverence God with extended hands. The word pictures associated with the root word of this type of praise is shooting an arrow or throwing a rock. It literally means to extend hands or to shoot an arrow. And the scripture references Psalms 42:5. The second way of praise is called Todah. This word is very similar to Yado, but has a slightly different flavor. It means to show agreement by extending the right hand. In today's society, the closest thing we have is a handshake, is to seal a deal or to make a pact. The scripture reference is Psalm 50:23. The third way to pray is called Barak. This flavor of praise is one that we commonly see around altars. It means to kneel down, to bow down on your knees. It means to bow low as a sign of adoration and reverence to God. It carries with it the idea of humbling yourself to a place that is lower than the recipient of your worship, God. The scripture reference is Psalm 95:6. The fourth way of praise is called Tehillah. This type of praise is singing, but not just any type of singing. It's the singing that bubbles up from our hearts. It's a spontaneous type of singing. The songs are unrehearsed and unprepared. They are straight to God. The scripture reference is Psalm 22 and 3. The fifth way to praise is called Zamar. This literally means to pluck the strings, to celebrate in song and music. Basically, it's probably the most common form of praise we have across the world in our churches. It's just singing songs put to music. And the scripture reference is Psalms 150. The sixth way is called Halal. This might be one of the most fun forms of praise because it requires one step outside of dignity for a moment. It means to be clamorously foolish, to boast, to shine. This is the kind of praise that David did when he exhibited when he danced for joy at the return of the Ark of the Covenant of Israel. It's also a form of praise prompted by his wife to ridicule him for his lack of dignity. This is also where we get the word hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture reference is 1 Corinthians 16:4. The last way that I found is called Shabak. We've all heard that, Shabak. Are you ready to get loud? Shabak means to address in a loud tone. It's typically associated with the freedom of triumph. But it's more than just a loud shout. It's the idea of putting everything you have into it, an attitude of wholehearted praise. The scripture reference is Psalm 63:3-4. So I just shared with you, presented to you, seven ways of praise. Of course, you know there are many more ways to praise our God. And we praise him with obedience. You know, we got to obey him. He's the great Lord God Almighty. And you know, we owe him. He deserves all the glory, all the honor. And there's none else like our God. You know, people talk about their God, but I'm trying to tell you, can't nobody compare to our God. He still does miracles today. Let's praise our God with song this morning. Psalms 98:4 says, make a joyful noise. Today is joyful praise day. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Now, you know, sometimes we could come, you know, but it's not a joyful noise. We could be burdened down so heavy. But if we just keep on praising, we're going to break through all of those sorrows, all the tears, all the heavy burdens. We're going to break through all of that if we just keep praising. Break through all the stuff we've been through all week. You know the stuff that's wrapped around you, the stuff that keeps you entangled in bondage, the stuff that you know that your children do, the stuff that your husband do, the stuff that your wife do, the irritations that come. If you just keep on praising, you're going to break through all of that stuff. You're going to break through to the third heaven, and you're going to worship, you're going to praise, you're going to bow down, you're going to do all those seven praises. You're going to give the King of Kings his glory. He deserves all the glory. He deserves a hand clap of praise. He deserves the most, yes, awesome, the awesome praise that you could give him. He deserves all the glory. You know, when you give him glory, Oh, my God, you get his attention now. When you bow down and worship him, when you give him a hand clap of praise, when you say, Lord, you are my God, you are my King, you are my Lord, you are the true and living God. Ain't nobody greater, nobody holier, nobody mightier than you. You are most powerful. Lord, I call on your name today. Nobody's great like you. Nobody's holy like you. I come before your presence with thanksgiving. I come today with uplifted hands. I come today, Lord God, to reach out to touch your almighty hand. I come today, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for removing every heavy burden from me, from my family. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for keeping me, Lord God. It was him. You know when that car cut in front of you? It was him. So thank you, Lord. You know when you had to go to school for your child because they were in trouble? And the teacher said, now look, you know, I don't want you to think that your child is just bad. It's just some incident that happened and I needed to call you. Everything's all right. Hallelujah. 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 You know you could just praise him because of the life in you. You know, when you went to the doctor and he gave you, you know, a test, and then when you came back and you said, oh, my God, you know, you were worried. You're like, whoa, Lord, what's the test mean? What's it showing? May have showed up as something negative, something that wasn't good. But then when you started to praise and then the doctor's office called you and said, you know what, we made a mistake. That was the wrong That was the wrong x-ray we were looking at. Everything's all right. Everything is all right. And you know when you got the pink slip from your job, and you know you've been praying, you said, Lord, I need an increase. I need an increase. But you know the job wasn't giving you no increase. But when the Lord cut you off from the job, you cried and you pled with him, Lord, I need a job. He gave you one, your own business. Yeah. He said, Lord, you know, sometimes we pray and it looks like everything is all messed up, everything breaking loose, everything all on our shoulders. But God, the Almighty God, he comes through with might and power. He is awesome. So we thank God for you this morning. It's time to praise our God like never before. It's time to shabak our God, to give him the highest praise. We have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing fine. I had cataract surgery yesterday, and I can see.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I have an appointment this morning at 8:40, so I'm getting ready to go back to him so that he can check, but I can see.
Amen. Isn't he awesome?
Yes,
my God,
he's
awesome. Dr. Jesus, touch the eyes.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So I'm going to sing How Great Thou Art, okay?
Amen.
Oh, Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displays. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor Donna. I appreciate it. I tell you what, I admire you so much. I tell you what, you don't let nothing get in your way. You don't let nothing stop you from praising your God. Hallelujah, our God, our King. So bless the Lord for you. Lord, as she... As Pastor Donna get ready to go to the doctor, Lord, we thank you for the good report that you've already given her already, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, when the doctor examines her eyes, he'll see miracles that you have performed, oh God. In the name of Jesus and Father, we ask you to bless our mother, Mother Newsom, Lord God, strengthen her body, Lord, and we thank you that you are there with her. You will never leave her nor forsake her. And Father, we thank you for the Macedonian Baptist Church, oh God, Missionary Baptist Church, we thank you for what you're doing there. Oh God, have your way, and Pastor Don, even as she bring forth the word on Sunday, Lord God, let it be a word straight from your throne room. So Lord, we ask you to bless her even as she go in, as she come out, bless her whole family, her husband and children, extended family, the entire family, Father, and we bless you in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I love you, Minister G.
Love you, too. Amen. Amen. We serve the Almighty God. He's great. He's mighty. He's holy. Nobody can compare to our God. He is awesome. He's powerful. You know, he sits on the throne, and he looks down at us. But not only that, his son Jesus lives in us. In us. So I want you to listen to this song about how great our God is. We serve a great God. He's great and mighty now. Nobody can compare to how great he is.
Oh.
serve a great God. He is great. How great is our God? He's a great God. Nobody can compare to how great he is. Well, as we continue in song and praise, we have Jackie on with us this morning. Good morning, Jackie. He's on here, Jackie. Jackie Travis.
All right, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, okay?
Okay.
We don't want that book right there. Yeah, Sister G, good morning. I'm so sorry. I had called the wrong number and said no shows were scheduled this morning. So, I'm at work. So can you give me about a few minutes here? Because I got to go inside this dollar store and get something.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we thank the Lord for his mighty hand upon each one of us. He's a great God. Great is our God. How great art thou, O Lord. I thank God for Pastor Donna singing that great song. How great art thou. How great thou art. You know, that song goes way back. I remember the old people singing that when I was a little girl. How great thou art. Oh, he's so great, so mighty, so merciful, so kind, and so loving. And you know, the Bible talks about true worship. It's nothing like true worship. You know, we got to learn how to worship God. There are ways that we should not worship him. We don't worship idols. We worship the true and living God. So we got to find out the best way to worship our God. And John 4:23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father," listen how, "in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." So that's how we got to worship God, in spirit and in truth. We can't worship the way we think. We got to follow the way the Bible says. And the Bible says, you know, we got to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. So let's worship our God daily. We don't just wait till Sunday to worship God. We bow down daily and worship him. Worship him in the car while you're driving. Worship him in the shower, in the bathtub. Worship him while you're washing clothes. Worship him, you know, when you're sitting at your desk at work. Worship him when you're teaching your children. Worship him, you know, at night. Go in the secret place in the morning and the noontime. Worship him all day long. And, you know, we need truth to worship daily. Our speaker today is a woman of truth. The Bible says that you should know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Our speaker is a woman of integrity who preaches the truth. She preaches the word of God. She is a great worshiper. She worships the Lord. She loves the Lord with all of her heart, soul, and strength. She also has her own blog talk radio show. It's called God's Favorites. She comes on God's Favorites live on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is 714-400-0578. You call that number on Sunday night, and you can hear the truth, the word of God, by Minister Vivian George. She lives in Marrero, Louisiana, but she's heard all over the world through Blog Talk Radio, God's Favorite. Well, good morning, Minister Vivian George. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, and praise the Lord. I'm wonderful and great and doing great in the Lord. The Lord is good this morning, isn't he?
Amen. Every day.
Yes, every day.
Well, it is time for the word, time for the word. We're ready to hear the word.
All right. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to hear you giving those words of ways that we can praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How the different shouts and the Toda and the Yada. It's awesome how God has ordained us to come before Him with praise and thanksgiving unto Him. We know that David also taught us. So we're going to go first this morning to the book of Chronicles, chapter 16, and we're going to dissect this as we go along. And I know the Tada and the Yada and all this is included in this, but we're going to start at verse 5 and go through 15. Praise God. Asaph, the chief, and next to him was Zedidiah, Jeiel, and Shemarah, and Jehiah, and Mathath, and Elab, and Benadiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel with sorceries and with harps. Now, God gives us different instruments to do the Yahad, and all these praises with. But Asaph made the sound with cymbals. So we use all these instruments in our church, in our worship, in our praise. Benadiah also and Jehazel, the priest, with trumpets. And we know all these makes great sounds to praise the Lord, continually before the Ark of the Covenant. The word continually means both morning and evening. See, we just ain't supposed to give God praise when we want to, but we ought to, like Pastor G just said, we ought to praise God and all the time. Whenever we think about it, we ought to walk along praising. I don't care where you are, praise God. And at the time of morning and evening sacrifice, whenever you want to sacrifice, this means that the choirs would worship the Lord by singing in psalms each day from 9 a.m. to the time of the morning sacrifice, and to 3 a.m. to the time of the evening sacrifice. This will be done each day with the exception of the Sabbath, which was a day of rest. Praise God. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord. See, you got to come to him with thanksgiving into the hands of Asaph and his brethren. There are five great words which make up the entirety of this psalm, which comprises praise and worship in our living for God. And they are, and we're going to dissect it. The five is give, sing, glory, seek, and remember. You got it? The five ones to give glory is give, sing, glory, seek, and remember. Verse 8 says, give thanks unto the Lord and call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. The believer must constantly give thanks, give glory, give unto the Lord that which is due unto him, the Bible says. Praise God. Verse 9, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of his wondrous works. We ought to sing to him. And the song would be about his wondrous works. Revelation tells us to sing a new song. When we think about the goodness of God, when we think about what all God done to us, done for us, we ought to just think about it and start singing of his one. God, you are so awesome. God, you are so great. God, you do wonderful things. God, you do great things for us. God, oh, you and I'm telling you, when you get carried away like that, like David did, you will just get carried away too. You just can't say that David got carried away. God has given us that opportunity to get carried away, because when we start extolling him and exalting him, we'll get carried away too. I know I do, because the Spirit will move, because the Word is alive. Oh, praise God. Don't y'all get me started this morning, because it'll make me want to preach. But I'm trying to explain this thing this morning. So Sister G done already ticked it off this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice who seek the Lord. Our glory is to be in his holy name, with incorporateness, his character, his power,
we then have the assurance that we will hear, he will hear our prayers. Glory in his name, knowing that he is to be glorified, that he is to be exalted. We know then that we ain't glorying in our flesh. We ain't glorying in somebody else. We ain't glorying in no idol. Praise God. But we are glorying in the name of Jesus. So our prayers can be. You understand now why not a lot of prayers are not being answered. Because you're glorifying in the wrong thing. Praise God. Then it's in verse 11 it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually about everything. Seek his face. Oh, God, I lift up my eyes unto the heavens from whence cometh your help. God, I seek your face. God, I want all that you want for me. God, if there's anything, Lord God, that it shouldn't be, God, I repent of my sin. God, here I am before you, God. There's a way that God has prepared for us to cry out unto him, to make himself known unto us. Praise God. Remember his marvelous works, verse 12, and he, all that he has done, his wonders and his judgment of his mouth, his word and his works are ever remembered. God said in his word, remember the things of old, the things that God has done, knowing what he has done and will do. You got to remember God. See, if you can't remember what God has done for you, hey, it didn't mean nothing to you then. You just unthrowed him aside and went on about your merry way in your own flesh. Come back to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And remember him. Praise God. Oh, God, I remember how you brought me out. You know, God brings us out from something to from the time we are born in this world until the time we leave here. God is steady doing his perfect work in us. Hallelujah. It just excites me when I look back over my life and say, Lord, I thank you. See, you got to give thanks in what God has done. Lord, I thank you for what you've done, God. Yes, God, you did it, God. Without you, Lord, I wouldn't have made it, God. Lord God, without you, girl, I could have been dead a long time ago. Oh, but look what the Lord has done. Oh, I say it all, and look what the Lord has done. Oh, praise God. When that get up in your tongue, get tight, twisted and tied up in there, you can't get it out of there because it's deep down into the heart then, praise God. Oh, look what the Lord has done. For he has done great things, great things, great things. Oh, ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen one. You are one of his children. God said he has chosen you. He has chosen you to praise him. He made us to give praise unto and exalt his name. Praise God. He is the Lord our God. His judgments in all the earth. He alone is worthy to be praised. He alone is worthy. Is nobody on this earth is worthy to be praised like our God. Before you go praising anything else, you should think about God first, how you should always praise him. Give him the glory first. Verse 15, be mindful always of his covenant and the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. His words, God's word has been commanded to us to praise him. See, God commanded that. How can we get away from what God has commanded? Praise God. How can we say that there's no God when God has commanded us to praise him? There is a protocol in Isaiah 60, 18, speaks of the city of God. Thou shalt call thy walls salvation, and thy gates praise. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, that's the way to salvation, is get some praise. I tell you, I just believe that we get a bunch of people together that don't know God. If the praises are going up, salvation going to come in the midst. Yes, it will. Praise God. God is surrounded in a city by a wall that is called salvation. Yes, he is. The way to get into that city is through the gate of praise. Yes, that's what I just explained to you. Peace, salvation comes through praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. The book of Revelation tells us that there is no way to get into that city except by the gate. Except. There's no other way you can get there. You know, we can do many other things. We could come in saying we finna minister unto God, but if the praise ain't went forth, we ain't open up the way. You got to open up the way for God to come in. Praise God. Every great gate of access to heaven is called the gates of praise. There's no other way to access it. There's just no other way to access it but through the gate of praise. Through your, you are the gate. You are the one to lift God up in this earth. You are the one. So many times, yes, as we look at it, so many times Christians come before God trying to gain his presence and an awareness of his presence. And the only thing that brings, that they bring their complaints and their problems. That's what they do. Most people will bring their complaints before they bring praise. God, there is no excess. There is no way to access God. I must iterate this. There is no way to access God but to come to praise. Praise God. We don't get access to God by coming with petitions and supplications. Praise come first, then our petitions and supplications. You know, so many people are bound so bad to all they know how to do. It just brings supplications and complaints. But if they would only know what would answer their prayer, if they just get some praise first, I would say a half an hour of praise before you bring, just put your praise music on and come with praise and just let it play. If you don't know how to praise God, just let it play and get into your spirit deep down. Cause you to start praising. Cause you to sing. Cause you to ta-da. Cause you to clap. Cause you to dance. Oh my God. It will begin with praise. I'm so glad of Joyful Day Praise today. We come this morning with praise and adoration unto God. It was opened up this morning with songs and hymns. And as I listen this morning, that is the way to get into God's presence. Praise God. That is the way for God to lend his ear, to hear his children coming up. If we go over in Revelation, he said, they were coming up with great number. What was they doing? They were praising God. Hallelujah. John looked and he saw a number that no man could number. They were coming up. They was praising God. They was giving God their all. God wants your all. He wants you to praise him. He wants you to praise him in season, out of season. He wants you to praise him when you don't have a complaint, when you don't have a problem. He wants you to praise him when you got a problem. He wants you to know who he is, to be exalted first, who's first in your life. That's the God we serve. That's the God that we hold dear to our hearts. He wants to be first in our lives. He wants to be first. And when I first understood this, that there's no other way that I can access God, I said, oh, my God. I began to think about the churches. I found out on reading this and studying this, if churches don't have praise coming in before the service, God ain't moving in there. And that's why we find so many dead churches. People just walking in, and it's just as dead up in there. It's just as quiet up in there. But we got to have praise going on to access God. Praise God. So when we really find out how we are to access God, we go into big meetings. We find that there's high praise, high praise. That's because this pastor, whoever is the head of this meeting, they know that praise unto God gives healing, sets free, drives out the enemy. When the enemy is coming, trying to come in and tear up a service, and he will. I have noticed it in my travel to Africa. We was in a meeting, and a woman came in there, and she was cutting up and clowning and crying and doing all kind of stuff. We had to cast that thing out of that meeting. Praise God. So that's why we praise God. When we first go into a meeting and when we open up a meeting, we want to access God. We want God to be in our midst. And we ask God to come in our midst, in our praise. Praise God. Come down and sit with us and be with us. I want to thank Sister G for allowing me to be on, to just give you a little bit of praise this morning. That was just a little bit I wanted to share with you. But there are other ways of protocol also when it comes to the protocol. God bless you and thank you.
God bless you and thank you. I thank God for that word from 1 Chronicles. What an awesome word that was. 1 Chronicles 16. You know, I thank God for, you know, because there's so much in the Bible, so many things I've read over, but just not really absorbed. So I thank God for Minister Vivian George bringing that word, you know, giving us, you know, songs of praise and ways we can praise God. You know, we begin with thanksgiving, we begin with praise, singing unto him, giving him glory, seeking him, and remembering all the things that he's done. All of that is in Chronicles 16, starting at verse 5. So I thank God. He said, be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he has commanded 1,000 generations. Now, look, it just didn't begin with this generation. Thank God. No, it began long time ago. Long, long time ago. So I thank the Lord for the message today given by Minister Vivian George from Marrero, Louisiana, and she is a praiser. Like I told you, you can come listen to her show on Sunday nights. She brings forth the word with might and power on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. our time. And the call-in number again is 714-409-0578. God's favorite. You can hear the word by Vivian George every Sunday night. So I thank God for that awesome, powerful word. We got to praise. This is Joyful Praise Day. And, you know, we can't wait for Joyful Praise Day to praise God. We got to praise him every day. Well, we have Jackie Travis on here. We also got Victoria on here from Pennsylvania. Oh, we're going to call on her in a minute. But right now, Jackie.
Okay. Yes, we're ready. Me and Miss Curlin.
All right, hey, Miss Shirley.
How are you?
That's Miss Curlin.
Doing great. Thank you, Miss Shirley, for coming on with Jackie.
Miss Curlin.
Huh?
No, that's Miss Curlin.
Oh, Miss Carolyn. I'm sorry. I thought you said Shirley. Please forgive me.
That's all right. Okay. She was waiting on me down here, and I was trying to get down here. So we are ready. What a mighty God we serve.
Whoa, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God.
God, we serve.
angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God he serves. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
We serve.
We serve.
We serve.
We serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Oh, what a holy God we serve. Angels, angels bow before heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve.
We serve.
We serve.
We serve.
We serve. What a holy God we serve.
What a mighty God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a holy God we serve. You know if the angels bow before him, he got to be holy. Yes, he's a mighty God. He's almighty. Thank God for Joyful Praise Day where we can praise him like never before. But we got to praise him every day, all day, and everything we do. We got to praise him, give him thanks. Yes, I thank God for each one of you that are on this morning. Well, we have Victoria on with us from Pennsylvania. Good morning, Newcastle. Hallelujah.
Blessings to all of you.
You. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, awesome. I just got off of work. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. This is Joyful Praise Day. You're welcome to say a prayer or read a scripture or sing a song, whatever the Lord's leading you to do. Give a word. Hallelujah.
I do what I know I can do best. I'm a pray. Hallelujah. I'm saying my name. Glory to God. Father, I do honor you and I bless your name, Father, for you truly worthy, for you are the glory and the lifter of our heads. We thank you. I thank you, Father, for this ordained day that you have given us once again to get it right with you, God, to salutate you, Father, to bless the Lord. You say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and praise will continually be in my mouth. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, God, to come with my brothers and my sisters, Father, Lord God, to extol you, God, to lift your name on high, to celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you as the one who reigned, the one who ruled in majesty, your name. Your name is so great and is so greatly to be praised. You are the one and only true and living God. God, I thank you, Lord God, that trouble don't last always. The weeping may endure for a night, but we say our joy is here because you have awakened us, lets us know, God. Let us know, Father, we have conquered the hand of the enemy because you stayed the hand of the enemy, Father, when we slept in good peace, God. Father, I thank you for angelic assistance, God. God, I thank you in this time and this season, God, you will cause your people to shine. You will cause us to your rush. You will cause us to do things and to say things that's never been said or done before. Miracles and signs or wonders are following the believers. God, I thank you that this is a time and this is a season that we will demonstrate, to demonstrate the power of your resurrection, Father. Father, you said in your word that the greater works shall we do, and we decree and declare that this is a time And this is the season that the people of God are doing the greater works, Father, from the north side, the south side, the east side, and the west side, every city and state in this nation, because nations is calling on Yahweh. The nations are coming back to the first love. So, Father God, we thank you for the power of prayer, the power to get results, God, when we pray to the Father. God, I thank you for the boldness of Paul, the persistency of Noah, the leadership ability of Nehemiah, to stand on the wall, to not listen to the sandbags and Tobias of today. But truly, we are doing a great work. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the evangelist anointing, God. I thank you for, Lord God, those that you are sending out, the sending out anointing for the apostles and the prophets to speak the oracles, Father, with boldness, Father. Not, Lord God, worrying about what will man think of, God, or what will man say, what can man do. God, as we're doing, God, what you have called us to do, because we are forced to be reckoned with, because our strength is in you. It's in you that we live and move and have our very own being. But I think that we step in the vein of you, God, that we will be the ambassadors for you, Father. God, I thank you for the reverential fear of the Father to rest upon the body of Christ like never before. Lord God, I thank you for this kind of love that is hitting all denominations, that we're tearing down the walls of denominationalism. We're tearing down, Lord God, the spirit of religion. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for one mind, one sound, one body, 50 joined together for the overall vision that your kingdom may come and that your will be done. God, we thank you for the unity of faith, for we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. God, I thank you for reenlistments. God, that will reenlist, even if they're in the house, God, but they're not of the house, God. We thank you for reenlistment, God, new orders, God, to, Lord God, to do that which you have called us to do, God, in Jesus' name. So, God, I thank you for salvation, soteria. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing virtue that will hit the body of Christ like never before. Lord God, that we may see the hand of God move like never before in the name of Jesus. Blow your rocklanding wind, God. Lord God, in the house of God. God, I thank you right now that judgment has come to the house of the Lord. God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you are dealing, Lord God, with from the head, Lord God, from the head, Lord God, all the way down, God. That, Lord God, we will not be put to shame, God. But we ask you, God, to put to shame every enemy that will come up against our God-given authority in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you for deliverance. It's the children's bread. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you deliver us from all evil, from the seen and the unseen, in Jesus' name. And, God, I bless you, and I thank you for this line. I thank you that this line was dedicated and consecrated for your purpose. Lord God, I thank you for everyone on this line. I thank you, Lord God, every need met, every bill paid on time, God, in Jesus' name. God, touch that one that's sick. Touch that one, Lord God. Lord God, that one that needs a touch in their finances, touching their mind, touching their body, touching their soul. Touch us now, God, we pray unto you, Father. God, we thank you for the testimonies of the Lord coming forth, because we overcome by our testimonies. I bless your name for this now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. What an awesome, powerful prayer. Thank God for you, my sister. All the way from Pennsylvania. Is it warm there today?
Yes, it's raining today.
Okay, it's been raining here every day. It's a little overcast in Jacksonville, but thank God for the weather. Hallelujah, whatever he sends. Amen. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody want to share something of the goodness of the God, that God has done in your life? Testimony time. All right, everybody keeping their testimonies to themselves. All right, now, I know God is doing great things in my life, yours too, doing great things every day. I thank God for Gantling Family Daycare Home. The children are doing great things. They're doing well in public schools when they go to school every day. I'm getting reports about how they're making higher scores on their tests. So God is moving mountains here. I thank God for what he's doing. He's doing great things in the children, and I'm just praying for all of their parents to be saved at Gantling Family Daycare Home. You know, God has a way of doing things. We don't know what he's doing, but, I've been teaching the children to extend their prayers to not just in length, but to pray more in depth. And I tell you what, out of the mouth of babes, I'm like, whoa! So I thank God for the children. They are a blessing in my life. They're teaching me things. They're stretching me. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. So, you know, I want you to know that salvation in Philippians 2:12, wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, we got to work out our own soul salvation. I can't work yours out. You can't work mine out. You can pray for me. But, you know, we got to work out our own soul salvation with fear and reverence before the Lord. And you already know backsliding is not an option. We must continue to move forward in obedience to God daily with fear and trembling. We got to obey him. You know, we can't just go to church and, you know, do the rituals every Sunday. We got to obey him every day. And, you know, sometimes we say, oh, yeah, they're not going to know if I did this or if I said that. But let me tell you something. Almighty know. Almighty. I'm talking about Almighty God. He already knows. Before we do anything, before we think anything, he know our thoughts, and he knows the intents of our heart. So daily I have to say, Lord, forgive me for this and forgive me for that, and my intention was to do this and to do that. But anyway, I thank God that he's a forgiving God, and we have to forgive each other as well. You know, when a sister or brother step on your toe, you got to say, ouch, and ooh, thank you, Jesus. I forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. You know what? A lot of times we don't know we're hurting somebody else's feelings unless they come and tell us. Sometimes people begin to act different. You're like, well, what's going on? Did I say something? Did I do something? Oh, no. You know, sometimes people lie. They say, oh, no, you ain't doing nothing to me, Sister G. Everything all right. And not telling the truth. We got to tell the truth. We got to say, look here, Sister G, when you said this and when you said that really hurt my feelings. Or, you know, we got to be truthful with each other. And you know, we got to get it straight with each other, keep it straight with each other, and keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. We need help along the way. We need help along the way. So it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you need prayer, just press 1, make your prayer request. Press 1 and make your prayer request. We have someone on here, number I don't recognize, 374-904-374. If you need prayer this morning, you can press 1, state your prayer request. We love to pray for people. All right, it's prayer time. Prayer time this morning. Anybody need prayer? Oh, yeah. Oh, here's my sister on here, Latricia Smith from Jacksonville, Florida. She's pressing 1. Hold on. Coming on. Good morning, Latricia. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I do have a prayer request. Where I work, I handle calls in a call center. And yesterday, a young lady called, and she was placing an appointment for her child. And we got to sharing. And she reminded me that her and her friend, who's the father of her child, had called a week ago, maybe 2 weeks. And I shared with them on how to handle their business. And so we've been really given a charge to teach the young people how to handle their business. So I was asking about the man, gentleman, and this is my prayer request. The young man, between the time that I talked with her and him, he was on the phone because I told him, put her on the phone because I said, are you guys, on speaker? And she said yes at that time. So she informed me yesterday, and this is my prayer for everyone on the phone. These are young people that I deal with, that he had got shot in the head from the time that I spoke with them until the day that the call came through yesterday. Shot in the head, running to, trying to break up a fight with a friend. He is talking, and he recognized everyone, but he has been left with some type of paralysis. The friend that he tried to protect is by his side all the time. My prayer request for everyone and myself included to pray that God will turn these young men's lives around. We pray that God will even make a crooked thing straight for him and her, for this child that they have together. I want everyone to pray for these young men and the woman and the child this morning.
All right. Thank you, Latricia. Thank you so much. Yes, our young people are going through so much. Yes, we have to continually pray for them. Anybody else? Prayer request. Press 1. If you press 1, you can state your prayer request.
I have a prayer request, Sister G.
Okay, Jackie.
I need prayer for all of my senior citizens, of course. I know you're praying for them. And my children and the young people.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Press 1. Need prayer. All right. Well, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oops, hold on. We got a caller here. Press 1. Just a second. Hold on. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I thank the Lord.
All right. Your name. May I have your name?
Irma. Irma Barrett.
Oh, Irma.
It's
okay.
Mom. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Irma. Oh, Victoria's mother. You know, I didn't even catch your voice on your phone number.
Yeah, I figured you had. Just pray for my health to come on through.
All right. Your health. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, my whole family.
All right. Thank you, Mother. All right. Anybody else? Prayer request. Okay, well, we're going to go to the throne room. Latricia, would you like to pray with me today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay. Could you pray for Jackie Travis, her senior citizens that she, you know, ministered to daily, and her husband, and the young people? I'm going to start off praying for Pastor Donovan. If you could come right behind me and pray for Jackie Travis, the senior citizens that she worked with daily, her husband, her children, and the young people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you love your people. Oh, my God. And as the song says, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that we've ever done. We thank you this morning that we have fallen in love with you, that we have dedicated our lives to you, that we came this morning to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And on a daily basis, it is our intention to give you praise and thanksgiving, O God. And Father, I thank you for your servants that you call, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. And I lift up Pastor Donna Hawkins before you. And Lord, you know everything that she faces every day. I thank you that as she goes to the doctor, she will get a good report concerning her eye surgery that she had for cataracts, O God. I thank you for the clear vision that you have given her already. What a great God you are. And, Lord, you know her mother, Mother Newsom, has been on her bed of affliction for quite some time. But you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think that you can do because you are almighty, nothing impossible to you. And we thank you, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins as well, her mother-in-law. Bless her as well and all the senior citizens, Lord God, all over the world, all over the land and country, in the name of Jesus, particularly those two women, Mother Newsom and Mother Hawkins. Touch their bodies, O God. Keep them in the palm of your almighty hand. And, Lord, we lift up Macedonian Missionary Baptist Church, where you appointed Pastor Donna Hawkins as the shepherd, the overseer, the pastor, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for doing great things for her husband and her family. Even as she ministered the word to your people, even as she teach them your word, O God, you said, how can somebody know unless they're taught? So, Father, I thank you for the teachings that come forth from her mouth that you instill within her. Give her grace and mercy and favor, Lord. Keep her healthy. Keep her well. Keep her husband, her family, and her church members healthy, O God, her mother, mother-in-law. And we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
And the lady name that we're praying with her, with the senior citizens, is her name Jackie?
Jackie Travis, yeah. She sang that last song.
That's right.
Yeah.
Our Lord and our God, how amazing you are. How awesome you are. Our minds can't even fathom your greatness. But that we have, we thank you and we magnify you. And we say thank you today, Lord God, for a woman that you have called from her mother's womb to do what she's doing for the seniors and with the seniors. For God, we thank you that her blessing is many. For your word tells us that the elderly, once they were young and now they're old, but you've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And Lord God, we thank you for the ministry that you've called her to, and thank you for her being faithful to the calling. Lord, we thank you, God, for her husband, that he has seen a woman one day that he's called and said, she is the one. For God, you chose her through her husband. We thank you, God, for him being the pillow of his family. Thank you, God, for his prayers that he prayed to you about his wife and his family. We thank you, God, for you being the head of that household. We thank you, God, for her children who you brought through her in the union of her husband. We thank you, God, that they live a life before their children. For these are the days that they need to see a husband and a wife interacting together. God, we just thank you for this family. For these are the days that we are seeing families need to stand strong together, pray together, fun together, vacation together. We thank you, God, for a balance in this home. We thank you, God, for letting their light so shine before men that they will glorify you who's in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank the Lord for you, for that prayer. I am going to pray for your prayer request, and if you could pray for our Bible Storyland, Latricia. I'm going to pray for your request that you made. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're just so grateful, Lord, for all that you do on our behalf. We're so grateful that you are our Lord and our King, our Shepherd. And, Lord, I just thank you for Latricia, your precious daughter, who's on the battlefield every day. But, Lord, I thank you that she's fully equipped and fully armored. She has on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. I thank you, Lord God, that her loins girt about with truth. I thank you that her feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and you are her rear guard. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you keep ministering angels all around her, protective angels all around her, guarding her, protecting her as she come in, as she go out. We ask you to bless her dad. And we thank you, Father, that he's an aged man of God. And we thank you, Father God, for her being there for her father, ministering to him daily, praying for him, praying with him daily. We thank you, Lord, that she honors her father and her days are long upon the land. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for what she does on a daily basis as she goes to her job. The ministry that you called her to on her job, we're grateful. We come with grateful hearts to say thank you, Lord, for what she's doing as she ministered to the people that call in to the call center, Lord God. We thank you for the young woman and the young man. Oh, God, as you already knew that he would be shot, oh, God, but, Lord, he has a wound that reminds him of the shooting. He has a paralysis in one side, Lord God. But, Lord, you know about it, and you're able. You're able to heal. You're able to send the word. So whatever you do, Lord God, we agree with your plan for his life. We agree with your plan for their life. And, Lord, we thank you for the young people that you're calling into your kingdom daily. You're calling them for salvation, Lord. And so we thank you, Lord, for saving the young men, the young women. And, Lord, many of them, in the name of Jesus, are not living according to your plan. They're living unholy lives. They're not living the way they should. And so, Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you right now. Thank you right now in Jesus' name for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do for the young people. And, Lord, many of the young people, Lord God, are going through situations, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for ministering to our young people, encouraging them, encouraging them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just bless you. We honor you, Lord God, and we thank you today for what you're going to be doing in the young people all over the world. Draw them by your Holy Spirit. Lord, many young people are called to worship, but they're not worshiping you, the true and living God. They're worshiping another God. But, Father, call them out of the dark way. Call them into your marvelous light. Many of them, Father God, they know your name, and many of them don't know your name. But, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to save our young people and let their testimony be, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, cleaned me up. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. And many shall see it and turn from their wicked ways. So, Lord, we bless you for the young people that you're going to save in Jesus' name. Amen. You there, Latricia?
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Okay, can you pray for the Bible Storyland family?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Great is our Lord and great to be praised. Father God, we thank you this morning for allowing us to be a part of the Bible Storyland radio broadcast. We thank you, God, for calling this ministry for this day and in this time and this hour. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for placing it upon Sister G's heart to go to a place that you provided that is can hear the word of God. that opportunities are open up for people to be a part of this ministry. So, God, you have allowed us to see that it's about you. And you open it up through her heart. You place it on her heart, and she followed through. Praise God. Our sister followed through. It took time. It took effort. It took pressing her way. But you made it all possible that we could be a part of this ministry that you've called through her. Thank you, God, for the lives you touch through this ministry. Thank you, God, for lives being changed. People on the broadcast seek your faith. They come prepared to give what you've given them. They press their way to say, I will be a part of what God has called us to do. Thank you for the boldness. For everybody that she's asked, may not have been bold enough to say yes, but we thank you, God, for the wisdom and might that you've given us and the strength that you've given us to get up this morning and be on this broadcast. We thank you, God, for everyone that's listening. We thank you, God, for those who will come and will listen and leave different, leave not the same. We thank you, God, for our sisters and our brothers who are ministering from this broadcast. We thank you, God, that nothing has gone out void. For everything has a purpose, and everything has, you have a plan. We thank you, God, for making it possible through your son, Jesus, who came, lived here as a man, as a child. Thank you, Jesus, for the ministries of children. He came as a baby, and he lived as a child. He grew up as a young man, and one day he's coming back as a king. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing for this broadcast and the woman of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you for Mother Irma, Lord. We thank you for her health and her strength. Lord, you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think that you can do. There's nothing impossible to you, nothing that you can't do. And, Lord, remove discouragement from her. When she said, Lord, am I going to be healed? Lord, what's going to happen to me? Lord, I don't feel good today. Lord, this hurt, that hurt. Lord, I thank you for removing everything the enemy meant for harm and turning it around for her good. And, Lord, I thank you for her children and her grandchildren and her great-grand and her great-grands and even those to be born. We ask you to bless her family, Lord. You promise whatever we ask in your name, believing you will grant it. So we believe, Father God, that you've heard our prayers and you are answering the prayers according to your will, your plan. And, Father, sometimes the answers seem to take a long time. And, Lord, I thank you for the time that I was a teenager and you allowed me to pray for my brother to be saved. But by the time I was in my 40s, he got saved. So, Father, some prayers are answered right away. Some prayers you wait on. We wait upon you no matter how long it takes to answer our prayers. We say thank you ahead of time because you are the great and mighty I am in Jesus' name. So, Father, encourage Mother Irma in the name of Jesus on the path of righteousness that you have her on. Bless all of her children. Bless her, her neighbors. Keep her safe in her neighborhood, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And everything that concerns her concerns you. And we leave her heavy burdens at your feet because your yoke is easy, your burden is light. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. We have one of my good friends on from Kalamazoo, Michigan this morning. I'm not going to put her on the spot. She ain't press one. But if she want to say something, she can press one. But anyway, I thank God for each of you. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. Anybody else have anything they want to share before we go? All right. Well, I thank God for you. Already know God loves each of you, and so do I. But you know his love for you is greater than I have the capacity to love. But I thank God that he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to love each other like we love ourselves. And I thank God that he chose you. He chose me for salvation. Hallelujah. You know, everybody's not going to be saved. Some people just have, you know, that kind of heart. They ain't thinking about God. They say, mm-mm, that's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But we still pray for them that they would be saved. So
amen.
I say to you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled year, and a God-filled month. Yeah, bless the Lord daily.
Amen.
Give him praise.
Yes,
don't
Lord.
Forget to bless the Lord. Okay, hold on, my friend. Press 1 from Kalamazoo. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Praise the Lord, Sister G. I'm blessed. How about you?
I'm doing great. You sound blessed, girl.
I am. God is good. I just wanted to tell you to keep on keeping on for Jesus. You're doing a great job. And
amen.
God continue to bless you.
Amen.
Hello,
thank
Sister
you.
G.
Hey,
hello,
Brother
G.
Edward. How are you, Brother Edward?
How are you doing,
Judy? I'm doing great. What about you?
Blessing out of favor.
I know that's right. You sound blessed, too.
Hallelujah, anyhow.
We serve the Lord God Almighty. He's blessing us every day.
Amen.
What's it like
Amen.
There in Kalamazoo today?
Sunshine and blue skies, about 75, 78 degrees.
Wow, that's awesome. I tell you what, it's the
yep.
sunshine. It's been a little bit overcast here in Jacksonville, but I thank God for the weather.
Oh, well, he's doing good again.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to let you go.
All right. Well, thank God for y'all coming on. God bless y'all. Father God, I lift
right,
up my friend,
you.
Brother Edward, Lord, and I thank you for this mighty man of God that you put in my life, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing for Brother Edward and for his niece, Ronnie, Lord. I ask you to bless them like never before. Every knee, Lord God, keep them healthy, keep them well. And, Lord, I just thank you that they're keeping their mind stayed on you, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives on a daily basis and for their families, oh God. I cover them with the blood of Jesus and everybody on today with the blood of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. So, Father, we just bless you and we thank you, Lord God. We are filling up our day with you, Lord God. We are filling up our week with you, Lord God. We are filling up our months and our years with you, Lord God. Have your way in all of our lives, in Jesus' name. Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. We're
Amen.
Praying
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yeah,
y'all have a good day. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Yes? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. His grace and mercy have seen.